Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're enjoying our remote soundcheck sessions, but it's nice to occasionally dip into the archives and hear what they sounded like when people actually came live into our studio. It's a little audio time travel from the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Chicago band Mucha Pazza describes itself on its website as simply a little marching band. Well, there are 22 of them here today, and the full group can top 30, so Mucha Pazza is not little. They may not even be a marching band. Today, they're bringing their gypsy punk, New Orleans funk, mambo tango rock and roll circus to our studio, and they're going to start us off with a tune called Subtle Frenzy, followed by the tragic tale called All Out of Bubblegum. Here's Mucha Pazza, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is the band Mukapatsa, live on soundcheck with a song called All Out of Bubblegum. And before that, we heard Subtle Frenzy. You'll find these on the latest album by Mukapatsa called LYA. The band from Chicago is here in our New York studio, and while normally at this point I would introduce you to the members of the band, there's 22 of them here today, so instead I'll just send you to our website where you can see a full list of who's playing what, including our cheerleaders. I will introduce you to Ronnie Cooler, who plays the accordion. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello.
And Gary Kalar, who plays the mandolin, so we can have someone to talk to about who the band is and what they do. Gary, mandolin in a marching band? That doesn't sound right.
Well, it's actually a miniature electric guitar. So that fits a little more in the
Gary,
marching band tradition.
Miniature electric guitar. That doesn't sound right.
Technically it's a mandolin. It has four strings. It's tuned like a mandolin. But when we first started playing together, I was actually a drummer. We had drums and horns. And the idea was to expand the palette a little bit, since mm-hmm. we're expanding the repertoire a little bit anyway. And so at that point, it just sort of blossomed into whatever worked.
Right. Ronnie, how do you guys do this live? I mean, we have a fairly big studio here. When you get into like a club, how do you make it work in live performance when there's limited room and an audience, etc.?
Well, thankfully, we're at this point very comfortable being very close to each other. We've also done some exercises on being aware of our surroundings and using our peripheral vision, making sure that we don't accidentally injure ourselves or each other. So we've figured out a way to pretty much make it work in most spaces of most sizes.
Do you move? I mean, is it without whether you march or not, I mean, are you in motion while you play?
We are in a significant amount of motion.
Subtle frenzy.
Well, that needs to be, I would think, pretty carefully choreographed. I mean,
we learn a physical movement repertoire in rehearsals, and we've worked with, you know, a lot of the people in the band have many, many talents outside of what we do, and so we've learned a lot from each other about how to move, mm-hmm. things like that, and build up a repertoire, but we don't really choreograph anything.
It's more about developing an awareness of just the variety of movements that work with certain, oh man, I'm saying this really badly, but the score for the movement is the music, and our music is very carefully through composed by members of the band. This latest record that we put out was entirely compositions made by members of Mukapatsa. The
right.
two songs we just played, the one we just played was by Gary, and mm-hmm. the first one that we played was by me, and that is set, and then the movement changes depending on
the space,
where we are,
yeah,
the space,
yeah.
how we're feeling it that day.
The audience.
And whether you're indoors or outdoors, I guess, because you've done both, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we think of the marching band tradition in this country. It's this, you know, it has this kind of nerdy high school image. But then you look at, like, brass band traditions around the world, you know, gypsy bands in the Balkans, New Orleans brass bands, klezmer bands here in New York. It's, you know, there's been kind of a sea change in how we view big brass bands in recent years.
I think a lot of the popularity of a five-piece rock and roll band hasn't so much waned as people have just... We've always had lots of instruments in music all around the world. And certain ones get a little popular for a while at different stages or eras, but at some point, people want to hear more colors and textures.
Right. So with an accordion and a mandolin and an electric guitar and violin and cello, this is not your average brass band. And I guess the repertoire has been able to expand to kind of fill that palette, right?
Yeah, all of the music that we play is arranged specifically for this ensemble. The cello, Nora on the cello, is a recent addition, so... we're really lucky that she's such a great player and she's figured out how to fit in so
yeah.
well.
So tell me about the name, Mukapatsa. It's Italian for mad cow.
Mad cow. Like the disease.
Like the disease. So how does that name kind of fit into, give me the creation myth of this band and how the name came into play.
Well, at one rehearsal, somebody showed up with a bunch of T-shirts that said Mukapatsa on them. And at that point, we figured, set.
All right. As simple as that.
it fits.
It's kind of a forward-thinking name in that we would really, really like to go to Italy, or really anywhere in Europe. So if someone has an idea of how we can get there, you should
how you can
us
get
know.
25 people over to Italy with their instruments. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. Mukka Pazza is here with us on Soundcheck today. So let's hear another couple of pieces. Ronnie, the title of the record, LYA, what does that stand for?
That's a really good question.
Many things.
That's a really bad answer.
We've developed through traveling together and playing gigs together and smelling really strongly together and all the things that come with being a family. We have a lot of internal jokes, our own language. And, okay. You know, so it kind of comes from that.
So LYA is the name of the name of the record, and you don't apparently need to know more than that. You want to do Rabbits and Trees for us next?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
All right. Rabbits and Trees, followed by Lunch Trays and Goldfish. So here's another pair of tunes from the Chicago-based band Mukka Pazza, the marching band that thinks it's a rock and roll band, performing live here in the Soundcheck studio.
We are Mukka Pazza.
One out of four Mukka Pazza members makes up a quarter of the band.
We'll be right back.
Once again, live music on soundcheck from Mooka Patsa, the marching band out of Chicago here in our New York studio. And we heard two more songs, beginning with Rabbits and Trees, and then a somewhat more improbable combination, Lunch Trays and Goldfish. Live performances there from Mooka Patsa. Ronnie, we were talking about choreography before. There was some really interesting stuff happening over in the percussion section during Rabbits and Trees with musicians kind of moving around each other and hitting each other's instruments and stuff like that.
Yeah, the drummers are pretty fun to watch. That song is in 11/8. It's a waltz in 11/8, so it's fun to move around to.
Yeah. So if it's in 11/8, it's not really a waltz then, is it?
It's kind of a waltz.
Yeah, it's a limping waltz.
A limping waltz. Yeah. Exactly.
From the mind of Larry Beers.
Now, for folks who are interested in what the band looks like, we have been taking some photographs, and you can go to our website and actually see the band in all their finery. You seem to be a bright and intelligent bunch, and yet no one seems to know the meaning of the word uniform.
We like to call them polyforms.
Yeah. So everybody has a different uniform on.
We do. We tend to keep the uniforms together, so it's the same smell. Different colors, shapes.
Are you aware how often odor has come up in our conversations so far?
We're the hardest smelling band in show business. Nobody smells harder. But the uniforms, you know, we have these different, there's rules, guidelines, you know, to the uniforms, but they're loose and there's some individuality in each one. And a lot of the hats are exceptionally cool.
And some of them actually have speakers. Some of the hats have speakers in them.
Yeah, for the instruments in the section that Gary and I come from, known as the freak section, the instruments that have no business being in a marching band. So that's the accordion, the guitars, the cello, and the violin. When we do our ambulatory walking around outdoor situation, we have helmets with indoor-outdoor speakers from Radio Shack mounted on them.
So you can be heard.
So that we can be heard.
Yeah, over all the brass and the drumming and stuff. So you guys have played outdoors, you've played indoors, you've done Late Night with Conan. You've done the Kentucky Derby, is that right?
Yeah, we were in the parade even.
What was that like?
That was really interesting because, speaking of marching band traditions, you know, in this part of the country, the marching band tradition is mind-blowing, the kind of things that they do, the musicianship, the whole thing. So I think we were a little bit of a comic relief.
I think we confused a lot of people.
Yeah, including the broadcaster was...
They cut to commercial
really
as we
quickly.
Showed up.
So what is the weirdest gig that Mooka Patsa has done?
The first one that comes to mind is canoes in the Chicago River.
Wow. Now, is the Chicago River, is it like the East River here? Is it something you can walk across on a summer day?
Yeah. No, you don't want it to touch your skin.
The people who were rowing the canoes were wearing hazmat suits. We weren't.
And what was the occasion?
Friends of the Chicago River. I can't remember the occasion, but it was for this great organization that's about getting people to enjoy the Chicago River and taking care of it.
All right.
Another totally weird show that we recently played was with the Chicago Sinfonietta at Orchestra Hall.
Wow.
We did a collaboration with a full symphony orchestra. That was pretty weird.
Yeah. I'm sure that confused people, too. So you guys, you have the brass, you have the freaks, you have the drums, you have cheerleaders. We have a somewhat smaller cheerleader section here today. Do you have a color guard?
A lot of times the cheerleaders will, I don't want to say double up, like triple up or quadruple up on duties. Sometimes they're part color guard, sometimes they're part cheerleading, you know, they're reading poetry.
Mm-hmm. Because, Gary, this goes to something you said just a moment ago about, you know, like in the middle of the country where the marching band tradition is kind of spectacular. David Byrne has just announced a new thing that he's doing with color guards. Because he got, you know, a high school asked if they could use some of his music for their color guard. He's like, yeah, sure, what the heck. And just send me I won't even charge you anything, just send me a video. And he saw the video of this color guard and he thought, oh my God.
That's beautiful.
So now there's going to be like Nelly Furtado and St. Vincent and David Byrne and all these people doing music to color guards.
Wow, that's That sounds right up his alley. He was always a big supporter of the freak marching bands in the early days.
What were the early days of the freak marching bands?
Oh, maybe the mid-90s. Extra Action Marching Band, I believe that. He had done something with them.
Is there a community of freak marching bands, of alt marching bands
in
the country?
Yes, there is.
And you guys all know each other? And
yeah, it's sort of, you know, it grows every year. So, no, we don't all know each other,
right.
but we're all supportive of each other and are really happy to see this sort of thing become something that's a real part of culture and not novelty.
Mooka Patsa, performing live here in our New York studio. Ronnie and Gary, this was all original music in both senses of the word.
Thank you.
Do you guys still do, you used to do like, you know, Balkan Chocheks and a little Ali Hassan Kuban, the Egyptian singer-songwriter?
Yeah, definitely.
You still do any of that stuff?
Yeah, we pull it out for shows, you know, but as far as making new records, it's about originals and making sure that the music is really orchestrated for the group.
Right, which seems to be growing, you know.
The band is full of composers. It's great.
All right, well, it's been great having you guys here with us. So Ronnie, Gary, and the 20 other Mooka Patsas here with us in the studio today, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.